All right, Mr. Jordan.
Yes.
So I have that message sent out. It can take us up to about 2 hours for that about 2 hours for that information to be fully processed through. It is closer to the end of the business day, so at the very least, we'll have it done by noon tomorrow. And one of the things that I'm hoping to have done, because I will be here tomorrow, as soon as I have confirmation that these numbers are fixed, I will be giving you and your landlord a call, so that way we can get the corrections on the addresses and get your landlord scheduled up for that installation.
You know, I appreciate that because, you know, and I believe you that you're going to try to get this thing done, but that's the exact same line I got the last time I talked to a gal.
I
She said the
completely,
same thing. Yeah, you know, I mean.
I do completely understand, and I am actually I'm going to take full and complete. I've done this before in the past. I am the customer service lead, so I'm very happy I got your call today instead of one of my agents that, is below me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take full ownership of your guys' entire property. I'm going to ensure that the addresses are fixed no later than end of business tomorrow. That way we can give you guys, I can give you a call, get your address fixed properly in our system, and then give your landlord a call, get their address fixed in our system, and get them scheduled out for their installation appointment.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Now, like I said, it may be difficult to give Deanna a call. So if you can give me a call, I've got all her information that's needed.
Okay. I can definitely do that. And when I if I'm not able to get a hold of her, I will reach out to you in this case. And hopefully you're able to go over, like knock on the door, say, "Hey, need to get, some need to talk to you there. Get it, they got everything fixed with your addresses. We're looking to get you scheduled. What day works best for you?"
Right. Well,
Essentially.
that's what I'm saying. She works.
Okay.
She works a lot. I mean, she's like at work from 5, 6 o'clock until sometimes 6, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, that is
So,
late, late
yeah,
day.
I know. And she does this 7 days a week.
Alrighty.
So, I mean, I've got her name. I got everything. In fact, I think I gave it to the one lady to begin with.
Okay. I will definitely, as soon as I have confirmation that these changes have been inputted and fixed in the system, I'll give you a call, get the information taken care of and, fixed for you guys, and then help get your landlord scheduled out. So long
Okay,
as she,
what?
if and I'll call you, the latest I will give you a call is probably around 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'm actually here late into the evening that tomorrow, so I'll definitely be giving you a call sometime around 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Got it. Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Phil.
Phil?
Phil, Phil.
Phil. Got it. Okay. I'll wait to hear from you, Phil. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Even if tomorrow's call is letting you know, giving you an update of the situation of what's going on with the addresses, I will still
Right.
give you a call tomorrow just so that you are kept in the loop and you're kept up to date on all this information.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I do apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused you, your landlord, and the other residents at 703 Ulster. And I do look forward to helping get the situation resolved for you guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.